It's called Innocence Lost. I hear you walking down the hall, entering my room ever so slowly. The stench of a musky scent enters the air. I pretend I am asleep, but you see through me. My heart starts racing and my breath is fast with fear. You say, I know you're awake. You can't fool me. There is a jar of Vaseline on my nightstand, meant for my chapped skin. You see it there, and you say, ah, you have been waiting for me. I turn pale, and my mind starts to reel, and my body shakes uncontrollably. I know what is coming next. The touch that repulses me, the lies whispered in my ear. Keeping ever so quiet as not to wake my baby sister, my job is to protect her from this evil and accepting this so she will never know the pain. To keep myself available so she will always be pure. The keeper of her innocence, the innocence I have lost. Now I am looking in the mirror of a lovely woman face. No more frightened little girl, like she's gone without a trace. Still I keep the lights constantly burning around my room. Sometimes it's hard to sleep at all. Every night I climb into my bed, so quiet, not to be heard. Each night listening to every sound that's in the house. Nothing's left to hurt me. I am finally safe and sound. I think there might be a peace I have found. God's mercy is bringing me back to life again. He's in the middle of my pain and my shame. He knows of my innocence lost and has given me rebirth. A rebirth to be loved for the person I am, to have friends that now surround me, to help others in rebuilding their lives, to hear my sister say thank you, for she did not have to experience an innocence lost.